are three words that sum up the life and ministry of Jesus. Teaching, preaching, healing. That was his mission statement. Verse 24, news about him spread all over Syria, and the people brought to him, and this is what I want you to listen to carefully, all who were ill with various diseases. That's category one. Category two, those suffering severe pain. Category three, the demon possessed. Category four, those having seizures. Category five, and the paralyzed. And he healed them. I think there's a grave danger of oversimplifying and generalizing by saying, okay, someone has a mental illness. They have schizophrenia, epilepsy, depression, bipolar, whatever. And so they must have a demon. It's wrong. It's not biblical. And here in this passage, Matthew distinguishes between various sorts of disorders. There were those in this crowd who were ill with various diseases. Not demonic in origin, they're just part of a fallen creation. There were those there who were suffering severe pain. Pain that wasn't even associated with a disease. Just some sort of pain in their body. There were also those in the crowd who were demon-possessed. So they had some sort of issue in their life, and the origin of it was a demonic spirit in their life. Category four were those having seizures or sudden attacks of a particular disorder, whatever that might be. Could be Parkinson's disease or whatever the case might be. There were sudden attacks or seizures that would grip their body. They weren't demonic in origin. They were just some sort of disorder. And then there were those who were paralyzed. And that could have been for any one of a number of reasons. And each of those categories of people were present. I would say each of those categories of people are probably present in this congregation today. They're at least present in the family of God at Bayside. Jesus healed them. He didn't stand up there and tell them they were all demon-possessed. He just dealt with the issue, whatever that might be. And that's what we're called to in the healing ministry of the church. To operate the sermon, if someone has a demonic spirit, we will deal with it in this church in Jesus' name. We do not shirk from it, neither do we spend hours and hours and hours talking to the thing. That always bamboozles me when I hear people say, the first thing we've got to do is find out its name. Jesus did that once. How do you know he's even going to tell you the truth? They're lying spirits. For goodness sake, what's your name? Bruce? What is it really? Harry. You can never deal with a lying spirit either. Are you out yet? Yes. Just deal with the thing in the name of Jesus. I've seen people, you know, they cough and foam as much as the one that's got the spirit in them. Like, just deal with it. Get rid of it in the name of Jesus. It bows to the authority of Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. It's wonderful. And we're not frightened of dealing with that in the life of this church. And it's happened on a few occasions over the years. I remember one particular occasion back in the Mentone Girls Secondary College where halfway through an altar call, someone let out this ear-piercing scream in the service. Some of you might remember that. My mum and dad were present in the service that day. Great. Of all the days, you know. They're from a traditional background, you know. And my mum said to me after the service, she said, you know, there was an amazing presence in this place today. I couldn't stop crying. Thank you, Lord. Awesome. You know, sometimes we get more worried about stuff than the people that we bring to church. Amen. And so what we want to do is to discern. If someone has a disease, if someone is in severe pain, if they have something that's caused by a demon, a seizure, if they're paralyzed, whatever. Really, we just need to pray for them and see Jesus heal them. Just like he did 2,000 years ago. Amen? And so let's put this truth into action this morning in the minutes that we have remaining of this service today. If you are in trouble, if you are suffering in some way, pray. If you are sick in body, receive prayer. If you are happy, sing. Let's the worship team come and help us sing this morning.